Chris.
Oh, sorry.
We're live. Get off.
Sorry.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. My name is Tom, and I am your host, and we have a very, very amazingly packed show for you today. Today with us, joining us, are the writer, actors, and the associate producer of Grindr the Opera, an unauthorized parody. We will be talking to Eric Ransom, Oli Roberg, and of course, Liam Frey. And we'll have more on that a little later on in the show. But first, before we do that, we're going to get into our first segment of the show, which we always do. And I'd like to bring on board the usual suspects who are always here with me. Ladies and gentlemen, to my right.
Hey, y'all. It's Nick here, or Trish.
Hey, it's Paul Anthony.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And we're going to jump into
the dish.
Welcome to the show. So what do we have, gentlemen?
So I have the cutest thing that I want to share with everybody. So one of my friends posted on Facebook, and I just have to share it. So he is a teacher. I'm not going to say his name, but he teaches elementary school, and one of the boys came into school with his nails painted, and another boy in school told him that boys don't paint their nails. And then he went home, and he was upset, and his mom made him take off the nail polish. So of course, what did my friend do? Painted his nails and went to school the next day.
That's not
that
adorable.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's okay. That.
Teacher of the year.
What grade does he teach?
I'm not sure exactly what grade, but it's elementary school.
Hopefully it's drag queen class or something. Seriously. So what else?
That's really sweet.
Yeah, no. I just really think that all educators should really support the LGBT youth because it was so hard for me.
I always screw up
me.
That word.
He can never
I can never
it.
Say
LGBT.
Or, you know what? The alphabet at this point.
I know.
Really. They're all going to end up there anyway. So eventually, because some group is going to say, no, I don't identify with the Q. Can you just call me
What does
Z?
The Q mean?
Queer.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole point?
Like, I don't fucking get it. I'm just the G.
And there's
that's
the
all
two.
I care
what, they added a two.
Honey, you're two? More than just the
well,
G.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going
to. I am the D.
You're the GG.
We're going to actually need to add like the M for military at this point because I don't know if you guys heard, but you know, we've got our first openly gay male who's actually running all branches of the military now. Actually, I think his name is Eric Fanning.
A general?
He is confirmed as the first openly gay army secretary. So literally he is the boss of all the branches of the military. Very
he's
handsome guy.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good, he's a nice looking daddy.
You could get it.
Let me see.
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
I can't see that far.
You know, he's a nice, handsome fella.
Thank God for hot soldiers.
Congratulations to him. Because, you know, it's not so long ago that we had this whole, you know, don't ask, don't tell. And things, little by little, they've all been dropping like flies.
Thankfully, yeah, for the Obama administration, we got rid of that.
Well, you know, a lot of things happened during his administration, and that's fun. And, you know.
You know, speaking of don't ask, don't tell, when I was in high school applying for colleges, the military kept calling the house and trying to recruit me. And finally, I picked up the phone and I was like, don't ask, don't tell. They never called back. They never called back.
So. Meanwhile, in Canada, Justin Trudeau actually elbowed a member of the parliament.
It's so not how it happened.
Well,
it's so not how it happened.
Okay, if you guys don't know, he's our resident wannabe Canadian, and he gets twisted whenever you say something bad about Canada, because, you know, Canada is like the nice people, you know?
The media blows
it up. As you can see, he's wearing his shirt.
The video that they attached to that on CNN was a brawl that happened in the Turkish parliament.
No, that's not the video.
No, I know that. But when I went on CNN to look this up,
yeah.
I'm watching, I'm like, why do all of these people not look Canadian? Like, they are all very dark-skinned. And then it said Turkish parliament.
No, what ended up happening was there was a vote, a very important vote that was taking place in parliament in Canada. And help me out here.
He was the basic equivalent of our senator, essentially. He's a lawmaker. He was a lawmaker.
One of the lawmakers was trying to walk to the person who runs the chamber to submit a request, and people blocked him from the opposite party. And so all of a sudden you see Justin Trudeau just jump out of where he was and run over to the guy and just literally go through the crowd and grab him and pull him. And in doing so, he lightly elbowed a female parliament member. And that became a big fiasco. Yeah. And, you know, It was horrible.
Because the guy wasn't sitting down. He wasn't doing his job. And the prime minister stepped up and said, no, you're going to sit your ass down. We're going to start this vote. You're delaying it. And yeah, by pulling back, he grazed someone. This guy's a glorified feminist. He's not going to be putting his hands on other women.
No, he didn't, and you can clearly see that he didn't do it on purpose. But people like took it out of context and it became this huge thing. He ended up apologizing
Right away, yeah.
It was quite the show.
Yeah, it's no different than when he was a conservative lawmaker and he wasn't going along with the liberal agenda, and Justin Trudeau won't stand for that.
He yebbled him.
Well, now that you're defending Justin Trudeau, let's bring up another little topic of this photo that I saw on Facebook. Of a $170,000 Audi R8.
Oh, Jesus.
Something
Christ.
Only an evil capitalist would drive, right? Oh, there's a photo of Bernie Sanders driving a supercar bought with donor contributions.
That's such bullshit.
Hashtag feel the burnout.
That's so... Be that's nice, such guys. Bullshit. That's such bullshit. I purposely did not wear a Bernie shirt tonight because I didn't want to get
Do you think
started.
It was photoshopped?
I don't know.
Even if it's not... Maybe he sat in a car, one of them at one point. Like
socialism makes the masses poor while those in political leadership get rich.
Really? Because have you looked at every other civilized nation in the world?
No, because I don't follow that bullshit politics.
I know.
So we'll get to thank that. You. We'll get to
that. Just so that you know, not only is he Canadian, he's also a Bernie Sanders fan. So this is like a catch
swing. Everyone's coming at me. What do you got, Trish?
We love you.
What do you got?
Are you going to be on my side?
You're going to be on my side. Okay. All right, so moving on. Moving away from me.
Listen, it's not that better in the U.S. Congress either.
Sorry, Chris. Love you.
It's not that better in the U.S. Congress either, because let me tell you, there was a vote that took place on the floor. They gave it a two-minute window for the actual vote to take place, and what it would have done was, as it was a bill preventing any type of contractors from discriminating against individuals that were gay men and women. And so they gave it a two-minute window, and the two-minute window expired. And upon expiration of the window, the House Speaker did not close it.
He was encouraging people to change their mind on the vote.
And they did, and the vote ended up failing by one vote when they had the passing vote at the turn of the bell. So then as soon as he seen the vote flip, he closed it. Mm-hmm. And every single member of the Democratic Party just rushed down.
They were screaming, shame, shame.
That's what that was from?
Shame.
Alexis Cersei.
Oh my God.
Yes. Like from Game of Thrones, and you don't even watch it.
I got the reference, but that.
So it's been pretty crazy. You know,
it's disgusting.
The week before, we had so many advancements for gay men and women. And then now it's like all of a sudden, you know, you have these states that are just going bananas. It's like, what's wrong with them?
Our country is going into such a, what's the word? Theology. Our government is being based on theology now, and it started theocracy. With the Reagan. Well, theocracy, is that how you'd say it? I'm not a good speaker. but yeah, everything's just being based on God and the Bible now, and we're just taking steps back.
Well, you know, it's the way a lot of people don't realize that, unfortunately, this government, whether we like to admit it or not, was founded by individuals that, you know, had very strong convictions in religion. And although none of that made it into our actual constitution, which thankfully, it's amazing. It causes a problem, you know. Hi guys, look, he's doing a video over there. Are you Snapchatting? Again? Lord have mercy.
You know how many followers I have on this is disgusting.
I know, because all he does is swap faces with Anne Frank at the wall.
It's so.
Why is that there?
Why is
Anne Frank on Partners?
Actually, do you?
You go ahead. I'll let you take that
there
one.
Was a graffiti artist that asked the current owner of the bar if he wouldn't mind. He was a graffiti artist that came from Yale, actually, if he wouldn't mind doing something on the wall. And he's like, yeah, no, whatever. You can do whatever you want. Then he put Anne Frank up on the wall, and his career actually took off from that. And he's very thankful to the owner of the bar.
He started doing the conceptual part, the outside part first. And I'm looking at the hair pattern, like, oh, shit. He's actually drawing Che Guevara. I'm like, I don't think these people really want this, like, you know, military mercenary on their wall.
And just so our listeners know.
Supposedly liberated Cuba. And then we really started looking. I'm like, oh, maybe not. And then like, oh, shit, that's Anne Frank. All right, cool.
Just fun. Just so our listeners know, Anne Frank, if we haven't said it over and over again, is on the side of the bar that me, Paul, and Tommy work for. It's a big mural on the side of the bar. And so everybody always asks.
And she
about
lived
it.
In a closet.
I was gonna bring that up. I'm like, and I educated everyone that no, she was not in a closet.
Yeah, what was she in? A cellar?
An attic.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Well,
I and we love her. She wasn't a believer on her show.
Wasn't that during our drunken episode?
No, that was when you and I were face swapping with her outside, and it was like sober 8 o'clock at night.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, come on. My Spanish gets the best of me.
The base.
Sorry.
The base of me.
No, I really said that she lived in a closet. And I'm like, well, she did, technically. She didn't come out.
No, she...
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
I mean, she...
Moving on.
She eventually...
Tommy's I didn't think she drunk. Was a lesbian.
They had to drag her out of that closet.
Speaking of drunk...
This one's going down actually a lot quicker than the
Is it really
one.
Good? I'd like to thank Nick and Chris for picking up and making it because I'm a lazy asshole.
Oh, I was like,
but
I did make it.
Choice of cocktail today. It's an absolute raspberry Collins.
Except it's not absolute.
That's all right.
Sorry, it was Stoli. So one part Stoli raspberry, half parts fresh lemon juice. Half part simple syrup and three parts soda water. And then in
we
a cocktail
muddled.
Shaker, I'm... Bitch!
Come on!
Yes. Christopher muddled the raspberries together with simple syrup. He added Stoli shit. Stoli raspberry vodka, lemon juice, and ice cubes. And he shaked it until it was really nice and cold. And then he strained it into a mason jar.
Is that so?
And now he's chewing his cocktail because there's so many raspberries.
I know. Well, we learned that we need to stick with a very durable glass because one episode I may have broken a glass.
Nick broke a glass too.
Exactly. So I wasn't the only one.
And he spilled drinks on his laptop.
Stop. Throwing me under the bus.
Oh, we're not ready.
Throwing you under the bus. I'm not even done throwing you under the bus.
Me either.
So I'm working Saturday and Nick runs in. He goes like, girl, I need a cocktail. I am ready to cry. And I'm looked at him and was like, oh shit, this bitch is serious. She is ready to cry. So of course I grabbed him and I went into the kitchen and he just broke down and he was devastated because, you know, he went to meet someone and things didn't go as planned. Yeah. And Nick got very emotional and he was a mess.
First of all, I had been seeing somebody and then he wanted me to go meet all of his friends. So of course, when you see somebody, you're like, yeah, no, of course, I'll go meet all of your friends. I go to this party. Mm-hmm. I go there early. I help set up.
Mm-hmm.
I drive him there, him and two of his friends.
And
then he ignores me the entire night. Like, I don't know these people. Why am I sitting here trying to entertain all these people and you're not even around me? So
they're probably looking at you like, he don't even go here.
That's literally what was happening. And so I was like, at 11 o'clock, I was there from 7:30 to 11. Finally at 11, I was like, I can't do that. I'm leaving. And I walked to my car and he was out front with some other guy.
He was crying.
No.
I would have left.
No, bitch.
I would have
no.
left at 8:30. I wouldn't have waited out till 11.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
He left the party and walked.
You got
into
too much
bar.
Pride, girl. I'm like, but bye.
You remember the funniest thing? The funniest thing is when I left the party, I went the wrong way on the road and it's right on a main road and he was sitting in the front yard. So I had to turn around and then go back. And so he saw my car go back.
Oh, my God.
You
didn't tell us that.
You left that out.
After Tommy calms him down, he comes upstairs.
Well, no, I had not calmed him down yet. So I took him into the kitchen. And he's crying. I mean, he's sobbing. And of course, you know, two of our other employees walk in. I shall not name them. And they were like looking at Nick like, oh, shit, what the hell's wrong with this mess? Because, yeah, she was bawling. And I just looked at him like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, honey. But at least you look fabulous. And all of a sudden, he just starts laughing.
No, what I said was, I know!
I was waiting for something like that.
And so he just breaks out laughing. Tears got gone, and we went. We had a couple of shots, and, mm-hmm. you know, he was feeling a little better. And then he went upstairs to meet with that one over
then
there.
Then he comes upstairs and looks at me, and I look at him. I'm like, uh-oh. What's wrong? His eyes are all puffy. And he just starts tearing up, and I'm like, ah, fuck, what is wrong with you? He told me the whole story, and he started crying a little bit, and I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm not one to deal with this kind of shit. I'm just like, you want a shot? You want a drink? What's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, fuck her. I'm like, you want me to beat her up?
Okay, and just so our listeners know, I don't normally cry over men, but I actually really liked this guy.
All the time.
Shut up.
Okay. No, but it was a very traumatic experience for me because I don't think I've ever seen you cry like that before. I mean, I've seen you shed a couple of tears here and there, but I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did feel bad, but I don't deal with emotions very well. You know, Trish, I love you, but the end of the night was fucking hilarious when you were so white girl wasted. I'm like...
It was. gone.
Tom is like, bring him home. I'll call you. You drive. I'm like, I ain't driving this bitch home. And then I'm finally like, fine, I'll drive her home.
You're the worst.
I know. Like, your best friend's like emotionally crying. Head on the bar. And he feels like, driving her home.
I'm like, fine, I'll drive. I'm like, let's leave now before I get drunk. Because I'm like having a couple beers. I'm like, let's leave now. Now. And Tom's like, I gotta go pick up my pizza. I'm like, all right, I'll come pick up the pizza with you.
When I came back,
and she fucking pulls a Houdini. She's gone.
Gone. Ghost.
Dave.
All you see is the smell.
Didn't even
literally
keep her there. She just left.
Mm.
Backdoor
yeah.
shuffle.
Not my finest moment.
Backdoor
I was
shuffle.
A mess, so.
I thought you were going home with the one that you were talking to.
Yeah, no, it went downhill real quick. And then I was talking to somebody else, and I was like, where's this going?
Moved
and
quickly.
Then I woke up to text messages, and I'm like, what happened last night?
Yeah, I made sure to check the map like an hour after we left the bar to see if you were home alone because I'm like, ooh, they're getting close. They're hugging each other. Ooh.
Who was this?
No, we're not dropping names.
Oh, you guys make me feel like a good boy. I went home on Saturday. I was home by like 9:30 and I sat on the
couch. Nothing good about you because we got pictures to prove it.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes. No, you weren't supposed to. Did you know that?
What, the slideshow of how to wake Chris up? Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, we got pictures to prove it. So here's how it all happened.
Can we put them on the site?
The first picture comes up, and he is gone on the sofa, pillow and all. The second picture comes up, and you see his...
Well, it's called How to Wake Up Chris. Yeah, that's the name of this little slideshow.
And so here comes his roommate with a...
Cast iron
pan with a steak on it, and like a spatula, and it's going like this to him.
No, that's on the stove. I'm in the other room.
No, I saw him.
Yeah. So then the third picture is him placing the steak and eggs down. Oh my God, are you showing it right now?
Yeah.
That's the one where he's like, what do we got going on here?
It looks like, look like a cartoon wolf with a pie in the window.
Pretty sure you're still sleeping right here.
And yeah. The first thing I did when I woke, I opened my eyes and I started shoveling ribeye in my mouth. Like that's how I started my day.
Your eyes
well,
aren't
Chris
even
likes
open
meat
in this
his
photo.
Mouth, so
and this is how you wake up Chris.
Well,
and guys, don't be afraid to chim in and say anything you want to say.
Best one.
You know,
why didn't I ever see these photos?
Jose came in. And
you're
he,
in our group chat.
It's in our group chat. You were too drunk, honey,
he
to
would.
Even notice those
he
photos
would. You
came
put that in the fucking group chat? I knew it. I saw
I
him
said,
snap.
I'm like, he's going to fucking murder you. And 2 minutes later, he goes, Chris just said, if I send these to anyone, he's going to kill me. I'm like, well, you're dead. Bye.
At first, I was pissed because he always takes pictures of me when I'm sleeping or in weird fucking positions. And then he used to when, yeah.
You got to stop sleeping on the couch. It's a given to be like, hey.
Let me fuck with you.
Yeah.
The problem was he
communal
showed it to
area.
Some creepy dude that's always trying to get me over for dinner. Like, this guy's like 60 and he's always like, you should come over, I'll make you dinner. And Jose's like, oh, you want to see him sleeping? Like, well, great. That hurt.
Well, I mean, you know, unfortunately, when we all get messed up, all we do is end up on Grindr all the time. Especially that one over there.
Huh?
I don't even have that.
The last time I was on Grindr, I'd message you say, go to bed. Bitch.
Damn it. Just point. Well, Trish, you want a Grindr, right?
I deleted Grindr this past week because I was seeing somebody that I really liked. Fucker.
And then,
did you download it again?
Yes, no, you sure did.
I have not yet.
You didn't download it. You were supposed to for the episode. Hello.
See, I don't understand how.
What?
You were supposed to download it for the episode so that we can read all of your Grindr messages.
Girl, I
try
not
that
to use
private.
I try not to use Grindr. In New Haven, because I've already slept with all of them.
Well,
So I've done it bigger and better cities.
He's our resident slut.
I pretty much just use it on vacation. But let's sign on right now. Let's see what I got.
Oh God,
that's Lord the only thing.
Grindr wants your feedback. Take a survey. No, thank you.
I use Grindr.
Look at this
for
bitch.
About a week. Get that fuck out.
Look at this bitch. Oh. Our guest speaker Oli is on here.
What?
501 feet away.
I think he's a little closer
maybe for
than
an
that.
Ant.
Lord,
girl, I could give you a handy out of this
you
table right now. 25-6-1.
But I feel like you.
Hey,
like,
let's treat each other like other. Wait, what? Let's treat each other like products. Every Grindr guy ever. Swedish actor, not knowing what the finger AOK.
I'm
not knowing what
right
the, what does that mean?
You're very confused about this.
Yeah. Not knowing what the,
can you clarify for
this
us?
This guy sounds like a douche.
What does this mean? Not knowing what the. What is the sign like?
Oh, it's the pointy like finger towards the ring, towards the circle-y
so
finger.
So like this.
Not okay.
Is it that hard to...
Paul, it's you not getting slammed the on the floor. Yeah, right?
Oh, not knowing what the fuck.
Well he's done. Doing there.
Let's we figure it out. Though.
It took her a while. She wasn't the brightest in her class.
That's okay.
Just
send me know. Picture with your first message if you don't have one. Thank you.
Leanne can tell us.
Have you seen my Grindr profile? It says, if you don't look like your pick, you owe me drinks until you do.
Oh, Lord. Let's see. What does mine say?
That's brilliant.
Okay, let's see. Mine says...
I don't have any messages. See, nobody easy likes
going
me.
Fun guy. Ginger's beautiful. Face pic equals chat. Don't bother me if you don't. And if you're not my type, I will let you know. I expect the same. Bye.
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 I couldn't use it. Like, I downloaded it when I split up with one of my exes. I downloaded it, I think...
For... Yours used to say whore. That's it.
You're
what
dick.
Is she doing on Grindr?
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Who is this?
Girl, okay. Your man just graduated with masters from Yale, and you're going to be on Grindr? You stupid. And he plays the violin.
There are a lot of couples on Grindr, though. So.
All right, guys. So I want to remind everyone that we have some special guests on the show from Grindr the Opera. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to have a nice little conversation with these wonderful folks that came to visit us here on the show. So enjoy the song.
Wait, but I have a fun thing.
But wait, what? Okay, we'll go.
The China box office, Angry Birds rules the roost.
What?
Angry Birds, the movie, it soared to the top of China's box office last week, outpacing Captain America and taking in $30.3 million its first 3 days in theaters.
Fucking China.
But it's Angry Birds. I used to love that app.
Yeah. You're the best Angry Bird I know.
Oh, during the break, I'll be taking a poop. Bye.
All right. So we're going to take a break and we'll come back right after this. In the meantime, enjoy a nice little... melody from Grindr the Opera. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Grindr's aria from Grindr the Opera. It is fantastic. I love the lyrics. It's so much fun. So with us today, as we said before, we have Eric Ransom, who wrote the book, the music, and the lyrics. The music was then arranged by, I believe, Andy Patterson, correct?
Peterson.
Peterson. Sorry. I have a tendency to screw things up. And it's my understanding that you are a New Jersey native, correct?
I am from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Fantastic. Oh. Well, welcome to our show.
And Canada, also, Jersey.
Yeah, hello. And then we also the New have Brunswick, yeah. Ali Roberg. You're the actor, one of the actors, and you're playing the role of Tom.
Indeed. Good and name, right?
Absolutely, because I'm Tom. I love, you know, Toms are good people. Oh. And so you come to us all the way from Sweden. You arrived here in 2013?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
You did some studying in New York?
And I did a two-year conservatory, acting conservatory in New York, and now I have been doing mostly musical theater since.
Fantastic. So yeah, you were on the road, too. You went nationwide? Did you run around?
Yes, I traveled the 25 states last fall, bringing theater out to the small states of America. It was great.
So
it was great.
Which one was your favorite state?
Well, I really like Louisiana.
Well, it's of yeah. course anybody
does. I really did.
Did you get a chance to go down to, like, you know, the New Orleans area?
I didn't get to New Orleans. I got to Baton Rouge. That was as close as I got. Also Mississippi was really nice. We went to Biloxi, to the beach. And it was super, super nice.
Did you go down there when it's, like, really hot? You know, like when your balls stick to, like, each side of your thighs?
No, thank God. I'm from Sweden. Like, I can't handle the heat.
I'm with you there.
I was there in, like, October, so it was a very nice temperature. And I have some nice Cajun food.
Fantastic. So we also have Lee and Fred with us, and you are the associate producer of the show. So welcome and thank you for bringing these two fantastic gentlemen to the show.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure.
And, you know, so what's it like? What's it like to bring something like this? Because this is something new that you guys are doing, correct?
Bringing something brand new to life, really.
Yeah.
Because it's not the full show. You guys are bringing a part of the show, correct?
Yes. This is a little unauthorized parody, abridged version.
Okay.
So this is our little, you know, what we're coming to New Haven with on June 11th is our little drag version of the show, which is a 20-minute, four-song version. So you sort of get the bullet points of a very small part of the plot, the larger opera. But you'll get enough to sort of get the story and feel some of the music. And
it's like a little teaser, kind of.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. How long is the actual show?
90 minutes.
Oh, okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. It's five characters, four gay men of different tribes, as Grindr once called. So they still use tribes? I forget.
Yeah, they still do. They still do.
And then the fifth character is Grindr itself, which
we
is,
should know.
Which is
we never get off the darn thing.
Fair enough.
Well, the three of you.
I do a lot of research myself.
Oh. That's what we call it.
And the fifth character is Grindr itself, which is played by a countertenor drag queen. In the recording you heard, it's DJ Bucciarelli.
That's awesome.
Who will be playing another role in the upcoming performance we have in New Haven. We'll be having Quarter Simmons, who is in Jersey Boys on Broadway, who will be playing Grindr.
That's awesome.
Very excited. Yep.
Well, I mean, I got the opportunity. Actually, guys, if you want to check out some of the videos that are available, you can go to www.grindrtheopera.com. And there's a lot of videos there which showcase a lot of the songs that they plan to bring on the stage with them. And I got the opportunity to actually listen to a couple of them. And
I listened to all of them in the shower today. I died.
Good place to listen to them.
The power bottom one.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Of course. Cool.
And then another one of my favorites was You Can Leave. That was so sweet.
It was. And let me tell you,
it was
I do have to ask you two, Ollie and Eric here, shared a kiss in that scene.
We did.
And it was very tender. And I'm sitting at work and a tear literally rolled down my eye.
Jesus.
How much of it is real? Well, I don't know. I sense something.
I will say that Ollie and I did meet on Grindr.
Okay. Fantastic.
Hey, you want to make out with me on stage and sing?
Sure.
Silence. No, I
mean, privilege of being a writer.
Well, you know, when people say things come through in performances, that's very true. I saw something there that in that one little moment, like, you know, it's like you guys kiss and then you went to like pull away and you were like, no, I want more. You went right back for it. So I was like, oh, this is great.
I'm blushing.
So what I'm hearing is You Can Leave was inspired by your first Grindr experience together.
It predates that, but the casting may have been informed.
Well, it's a fantastic endeavor. I like it very much. I like the music. It's very campy, very funny. So listeners, if you guys have a chance, definitely head over to that website. Take a listen to all the videos that are available. We're going to actually have some information on our website once everything gets going to let you know where you can attend to, where you can come and see one of these shows that they're going to be having in the area. And we'll definitely put that out there for you guys. So what else?
Can you tell me a little bit about like the structure of the show, like yes. the story behind it? Because I know it's kind of about like dating in the gay world, sort of.
It is. A lot of what you'll hear at the concert, a lot of what's available on the website and that is the funnier, campier aspects of it. But it really is more of an exploration of the changing landscape of dating in the gay world specifically, but it's now obviously spreading out since I wrote the show.
Right.
With Tinder and et cetera.
Scruff.
And I love
stuff.
Scruff. Sorry, guys.
but it's interesting, though, because actually I was talking last night when I was working to a gentleman that came into the bar saying how different it is today when you go to gay bars because of all of the access online. You don't really need to go to gay bars to meet people anymore.
And bars have closed down because of that.
Yeah, so the landscape is really changing. So this is
and
a
you
point
can go to the bar and be on the app, which is the other.
Which is basically what everybody does.
Exactly. I see people on different ends of the bar messaging each other on Grindr. I'm like, get up and talk to them.
Right. But that's risky, and the apps present a sort of armor against rejection, which was a weird transition for me, having come up when I did, like, sort of in between those two periods. So it's sort of like my resolving that and figuring it out for myself. And I don't think the show answers any questions, but it raises a lot about,
That's cool.
What is this doing? I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's good. I think it's good for some people with some goals and bad for some people with some goals.
Well, I mean, it may not be bad.
It's complicated.
It definitely opens up a lot of avenues for people to meet more people that you normally would not be exposed to.
Right.
See, for me, it's a little different because, I mean, I started going out to the bars like in the early 90s, you know, like at the height of like Madonna's Vogue.
Old and Puss Puss.
She's old.
Oh. Old and Puss Puss.
Old and Puss Puss.
I was still in diapers.
So for me, I went through all those transitions. Like I literally went through the whole, you know, everybody meets at a bar to be able to meet people and go out and have fun. And then like, then I think it was like, what's the app that everybody
Manhunt.
It's like everybody went to Manhunt and Adam
which
for
another
Adam.
Great song, by the way.
Thank you.
Loved
that's,
it.
That's the prologue to Grindr.
Grindr the upper. You know, and then eventually, you know, now iPhone comes out in 2006 and everything changes because now everything is geared towards the mobile community, and Grindr really lent itself to that. It made it really easy.
Well, it's I remember needing to go to a bar and drink up the courage to talk to the hot guy.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, I would have to face the risk, but like it was the vodka that got me there. It wasn't the armor of the app.
I'm not sure why, because I mean, you're a very handsome man.
Oh, stop.
So I don't know.
Stop. No, stop. Come on. Thank you.
I mean, you have two amazingly beautiful men here sitting at the table.
I do, me personally.
You're very,
a lot of beautiful men.
I have these men.
You're very lucky. You're very lucky.
Incredibly.
So, you know, so I find it hard to believe that you need to work up the courage to actually go talk to someone.
Well, I'm a very shy person naturally, and that's sort of what got me into the theater. It was like my mother, when I was a kid, like got me into all these camps and sports and different things. And the only thing that took was theater because I got to like do accents and impressions and stuff and be someone else.
So do you feel that being someone else really opens you up as far as like not being shy?
Originally, vodka helps now too.
It's always good to keep vodka.
Vodka helps anytime,
right?
So not only. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Continue.
I was just gonna say, but like in my sober years of my teens, and that I was.
So what did you use? What was your poison of choice during those sober years?
Poppers.
The musical theater.
Well, you can tell where Paul comes from, right?
Yeah, hooking up in the backstage behind those curtains. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was just me.
It involved a trailer.
No.
It involved a trailer. So, Ollie, tell us, how was life, you know, coming? How's life at home?
At home?
Yes.
I think we're pretty good. You know, old, good, democratic, socialist Sweden. Right? Canada man over here.
There it is. There it is. I was waiting to chime in on this one.
Uh-huh. Bernie supporter.
Let's talk Sweden.
No, it's good. It's good. It's getting lighter, and it's a very nice time to be alive in Sweden right now.
Is all your family still back out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I was born and raised there, and I came over here all alone to pursue my dreams.
So now you guys have a language that you guys speak there.
We do.
How do you say hello?
Hey.
Hey.
That's it's tricky, but you'll just practice on that.
So, Ollie, can I ask you, what turns you on about this show? Why do you like it so much? Why are you part of it?
This show?
Yeah.
I'd definitely say Tom.
Well, I can see what you're talking about.
Mm. Not Gay Talk 2.0. I meant
Grindr the
Tom
Opera.
Tom is attractive.
Grindr the Opera?
Yeah.
It is very relatable. As Eric said, it really serves all of what you expect it to be. You know, very funny, very out there in terms of that. But it also it dives into more deeper waters and explores, you know, why we are all on Grindr and, you know, the different types of human connection that we're looking for. And that's something that's very easy to relate to, especially as a gay man. And I think, you know, you said, you know, is there truth behind that kiss? You know, if I'm to be very pretentious and very like the pretentious actor, there is, because you can relate so much to it being from, you know, being part of this community.
Of course.
So I watched the video and I noticed that in the video, your character plays more of the, you know, maybe I should leave. And he's sort of kind of coercing you into staying.
Mm-hmm.
Did I read that wrong?
You're backwards.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
Yeah. He was the nervous one. He brought wine.
To give you, I brought wine. I wore like a sports jacket. Yeah. So the
layers, so the you don't have to work hard to get everything off.
Are sort of like, there is, we reference the cum dumpster aria. Which is sort of this like just twink who wants to get off any which
way.
Oh my
god! I want to get braided. That's, I want to get seen. Is that
the lyrics? Yeah, that's totally Paul.
But I'm not a power bottom, so it's that twink is a mix between Nick and I. Trish is the power bottom.
Good to know. Good
Trish is the power bottom, and I want to get seated.
In case you don't know,
yes.
From time to time, poor Nick over here, we call Trish because she gets into her trailer trash park mode.
Okay.
So.
Then there is a sort of closeted daddy character, sort of like a self-loathing.
Can we talk about Don? He's cute.
That's his future husband, by the way.
I was like, where is daddy? He's got a wife and kids at home. He's willing to pay $200.
You know my show better than I do. And then there's Devin, which is the character that I played in that video, who is like a sort of serial monogamist who just got out of a relationship and is trying Grindr for the first time. He's sort of the one that the audience, if there are breeders or people who just don't know Grindr, older generation, whatever, he's the eyes through which they learn about Grindr. And then there's Tom, who's sort of just like, I would say, like the normal, like run of the mill.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with the flow.
Yeah, just like looking for whatever, seeing what sticks. And literally. So they're all like seeking different things, and they intertwine and intermesh.
Is it white? Things. Whatever sticks.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No. One has to.
It came off pretty cool.
Liam, let me ask.
Yeah.
What did you call her? Liam.
Liam.
Crystal.
Liam. Crystal.
Sapphire.
Yes.
Diamond, Opal. Baby. Diamond.
She was. They were in the bar the other night, and I'm like, I'm just going to call you every stripper possible name.
I was going to say, like, Shaniqua or something like that, but yeah, that wouldn't have worked. So what do you make of all of this? Because you're a straight woman, right?
I am.
And had it not been for this play, would you have known about Grindr and such services?
She's an ally.
Well, you come into the bar, you have gay friends, you know all about that.
Well, I mean, but just because you have gay friends doesn't necessarily mean that what what we do on the down low.
I will say that I am more aware of Grindr now that I'm a single person.
Okay.
Because that just comes into the variable. It's a very, like, you know, the single person's thing. You know, all the apps and things, you become more educated once you become a single person. But before that, I'm trying to remember the very first time that I ever heard of it, probably from Eric.
You're such a bad influence.
But not really. It was like, you know, it was a couple of you guys. Like, we were working on a different show and a couple of the guys had them, and I had to sort of piece together what it was because I was being spoken to as if I already knew. Because it's just sort of
she was a presumed hag.
I was a presumed hag.
Presumed hag, okay.
I was a presumed hag.
What are all those boxes with faces and shirtless men on them?
Exactly. But I grew up in a small farm town.
Hello.
With like a prison, a farm, and a mountain.
With Paul.
Wait, from Summers?
With Paul. And I, so I didn't, you know, Paul.
Yeah.
But right? I knew what Grindr was. Sure. But I think also there were a couple of different things that happened, I think, in terms of, you know, the apps and things like looking happened, and that helped for a lot of people. And then
love looking.
And then
July 23rd.
And then even just like Aziz Ansari did his bit about Grindr, and now like all the straight guys know what it is. And
well, let me tell
John
you.
John Cena too.
There was about a year ago, there was an incident in Puerto Rico where one of the senators from the Puerto Rican Senate actually tweeted out pictures of him and his rosary. No head, but someone recognized his rotary and the man's
his
pictures.
Rotary. He had an old phone. He had a landline.
I need another cocktail. Somebody recognized his rosary that he was wearing, and based on his torso and his rosary that he'd had on, they put two and two together and they published all of his pictures that he had sent all these individuals. And it was sad, but unfortunately, you know, things got a little heated and he had to be removed.
Grindr.
Yeah, it's right? Crazy.
Well, a teacher was just arrested after sharing his photos with a student on Grindr.
But and you know, there was it's funny that you mentioned that, because that's horrible, because not only did he share some pictures with an underage person on Grindr, he also proceeded to then after get their phone number and continue to do so outside of the service. Mm-hmm. So I say to myself, I mean, you know, we have a really, really, really big issue with these dating apps. There's no way for them to actually assure you that the person that you're communicating with is of age.
Right.
And the problem that lies within that is, and I'm sorry that I'm getting serious because this got me all worked up, and I posted something really big on Facebook about it. I said to myself, someone's life can get ruined by the simple fact that they spoke to someone on a service that's supposed to be 18 plus, but the service itself does nothing to ensure that the person that you're having a dialogue with is of age. Right. And then all of a sudden, if you do something and you realize that the person is underage, you end up on the National Sex Registry.
Which has always been true.
It's scary.
But yeah, like it's just another complication that arises from these apps.
So it's like now, I like every time I open the app, I'm like 18, no, 18, no, 18, no. I'm like,
oh, mine only
bother.
Shows like people like 25 and above.
Yeah, thank God I started being into 30 year olds.
Because I'm almost 30. I'm like, you're 25.
Yeah, you're getting immature.
Fuck.
You got to move on to the daddies now.
I'm going to be a daddy this year.
I know.
I'm hitting that 3-0.
Congratulations. Oh.
So,
I'm going to be too old for Dawn.
Leon, that's correct me if I'm wrong.
Her name is Sapphire.
What's your title, your job title for this?
Associate producer.
Yes,
we have our lead producer, Mallory Wehrman, but she actually lives in North Carolina. So often these sort of things, I'm sort of like the face here, and then she commutes from there.
So can you explain a little bit to the listeners what that
means? Like my knowledge of a producer is Max Bialystock fucking old women.
That still goes on.
You could kind of, you know, let us know. Yeah, what is the job of an associate producer?
What is the job? I believe the way that it was described to me by our general manager is that it's just to be the cheerleader and champion of the show.
And she does a really good job at it.
That. I mean, Mallory and I both sort of share that. She's a little Southern wonderful piece of joy in the community.
Does she come up to the bar?
No, you haven't met Mallory. Rachel.
Yes.
You met our director, Rachel Klein.
Our wonderful director.
She was wonderful. She came over to the bar, loved her. Very pretty, very petite.
Yes.
She sat with us. We had drinks at the bar. Very, very wonderful
person.
That
is our directrix.
And if you ever want to come on the show, you're more than welcome.
So you're the cheerleader bringing everything up.
Cheerleader bringing everything in. Sort of like my job particularly, just I think because of my particular set of skills, is that I do a lot of the... I do a lot of the organizing.
Okay.
And Liam Neeson.
Yes, I love that. Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson, that's so funny.
I was hoping you would land where I already was.
I know, it took a beat.
But
it's really diamond.
So you're gonna be a producer. So the opera.
So it was I keep everybody's schedules organized. I make sure everybody meets all of our deadlines. It's all color coded in Crazy Town. And I also do a lot of, especially in Connecticut, it was my sort of big push to bring things here, only because this is where you guys are and this like wonderful community of people that these guys know a little bit socially, only because they've come to visit. You know, I live locally and they come into town and this is where we go.
Yeah. We went to Partners on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so we went to Partners on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Where we have a corner. You can, yeah. Well, you guys are going
to. Oh, I wasn't there.
I yes. wasn't there. Was
we can
I?
Disclose that or is it?
Wait, yes, we can.
I was where the show's going to
be. I think I did see you.
We'll give all the details, I think, all in like a chunk. But yeah, cool. we'll be at 168.
168 York Street.
Yes.
On, so what June 11th was it?
Yep.
That's a Saturday night.
Yep, Saturday
during
night,
the Robin 11, Banks yeah. drag show or during variety show. Excuse me.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. I used to work Saturdays. I took it off, but I will be there that night.
Awesome.
And I'll do anything fantastic. That you guys need. Okay.
So oh. What else do you have coming down the pike?
So we have that, and then we're gonna. I'm sorry.
No.
It's a particular set of skills.
so Liam Neeson at it again.
We have.
I will find you.
You will find me.
That
on
should be a
July 23rd. Another Saturday, again at 168 York Street. We're going to actually do the same performance twice in case you can't make one. People are in and out of town a lot.
What day is this one?
It's another Saturday. It's during the Robin Banks variety show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 11 o'clock is our start time, but then we'll, you know, I think we're couched somewhere in the middle. But okay. Of course, everybody's got to come and see Robin.
Are you guys trying to move this to New York at all? Like, do
we've
some
done,
more?
We've done our two staged readings.
Right.
One in April. No, May of 2000. I always get those months because it's later. Yep. May of 2014 and then April of 2015, we had two stage readings. The second one was more elaborate. We had two, slots where we were actually doing the full production, whereas the first one we had a little bit of abbreviation.
Right.
It was a little bit more abridged. So
we had Randy Jones for the second one.
Yes, we did. We did. It was hosted by Randy Jones of the Village People.
The original cowboy.
That's awesome.
Our original cowboy friend. Yes, whom I waited for outside. And I was not dressed appropriately for the weather. And I got a lot of solicitation for that. sometimes it's beautiful to be a woman. Yeah. A lot of different offers to warm me up.
Crystal.
So I...
she was great. A fucking stripper.
It was. Exactly. No, Crystal. No, so we had those two, and those kind of drummed up a bunch of different things. Our lead producer came on somewhere in the middle of those two things. We've had a couple of other small events. We very often will sample some of these songs at little fun, fundraisers and benefits and things in the city. So it's absolutely where we're headed. This is all, right. Our big fundraising campaign for our off-Broadway show.
And cool. Is your lead producer the one really trying to pull in all of the money and try to get it produced?
Yes. Right. Yes, that's her big piece. She'll be here in June and likely also in July. So that's her end of things. And we also have our wonderful general manager, Evan Bernardin, who will also be in attendance.
So that so people know, putting together a show takes a long time.
It does.
So where they're at right now is like amazing. You guys are moving forward really quickly and it's great. And the work is amazing.
Well, we're blessed because it's a very easy sell. Just the name alone and of itself and it, I think it exceeds what you expect. I think maybe you guys have had that experience too, just sort of thinking like, whatever this is, I'm going.
Right.
And that's what
yeah.
we always get. Whatever this is, I'm going.
Well, I mean
the title alone.
And then you come and you don't expect to cry and you do and you will.
Well, you shock the shit out of me because I'm sitting at work, like yeah. I said, a little tear jerk, and I was
and
like,
that's,
oh, this
and is that's happy tears.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a very endearing moment.
It and is.
Guys, I keep
thing.
Talking about that moment. Go to www.grindertheopera.com and you click on that video. You have to see
the
song.
Second one down.
It's called You Can Leave, and you will see Ollie and you will see Eric perform the most emotional part of a song that I have ever seen.
Now I'm getting emotional about that.
It was amazing. It was really good. But then there are other songs there too. Like, for example, you have Come Dumpster.
Yeah.
Written about Paul Anthony.
Yeah, everyone looked at you, right?
So yeah.
We once said the show was the perfect balance of class and trash. Their show is also the perfect balance of class and trash.
Where class meets crass comes camp.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I cannot wait until you guys get this going because, you know, I really want to go see the show. And then if this makes it, like if you guys do the full-fledged production, we definitely need to take a trip and do this.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
And get down there and
oh, we'll be getting
reunion episode.
No, like if you guys need a company manager.
You will be there.
And now that we're talking music, do you guys have a pit?
There will be, yes.
Okay, because I was listening to the recording. I'm wondering, you know, how many pieces it's going to be. I thought I heard a little harp in the background.
Harpsichord.
There was the harpsichord. Okay, because it sounded a little, I wasn't sure if it was synthesized.
These are our performance tracks for the drag show piece, just so we can be more portable with it. So obviously at 168, we're not going to.
Yeah, I'm just interested because
grand piano.
I'm a musician, so I'm always very interested in hearing like what.
Please pass your resume across the table.
But yes, hopefully, you know, at least in July, hopefully we'll have Mr. Andrew Peterson, our wonderful orchestrator and arranger from Australia.
Nice.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Tommy sings.
I'm a singer. Let me put my resume on the table. Mm-hmm.
So you are looking to have a pit. That's
yes. Fantastic. Okay, yes. It will not be a tracks.
Awesome. Yes. That's very exciting. I love having a good pit with it, you know, an opera.
And it's going to be really fun to just hear where we are musically and everything.
Like, excellent.
Coming together, and it's just going to be, you guys will get such a nice taste of it too. It's great because the videos are wonderful and like
they
love having the pieces there, and we'll have more and different varieties and things with our new orchestrations and all that coming. So, which will be great. But I think, you know, just having the actual experience where you get to be in an audience, especially for these guys to actually have like the reinforcement mm-hmm. of hearing their work being sold and hearing like, and seeing the faces and hearing the laughs right where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And we get that every time we do a reading, and like we had 4 performances in total. Every time we did it, it was just so much more fun. And I'm laughing my ass off of things I've heard a million times.
And every time there's always revisions and adjustments and
And there's learning and
yeah
you'll learn from
everyone. For you guys. But it's just, they deserve to be in front of an audience. And this is one of those shows that you really can't just wait until we're ready to just kind of present it to the world. It's got to be, we got to get little tastes.
You got to workshop it.
Little shots.
I think shots, you picked a good spot.
I was going to say
at York
shots.
Street. Yeah, right? York's going to be very, it's going to be very intimate and the patio outside. So I think you guys really picked a good venue to do this.
Excellent.
And people are going to be very excited about it. Robin Bang Show does bring in a lot of people.
Yeah, we
so you guys are going to have a good crowd.
I can tell you one thing too, you know, to our listeners, you know, you guys definitely make sure that if you are in the area, in the Connecticut, New Haven, Hartford area, come down and check it out if you have a chance, if you have a moment. We'll have some dates posted on our website. I encourage that you guys, we're going to keep the page. We actually created a page for them with all the information.
Kind of you, so sweet.
We tried. and we're going to keep that page up for as long as we possibly can with all that information throughout all the performances in Connecticut. And so that you guys can come and enjoy what is, you know, Grind of the Opera, the unauthorized parody. And it's going to be a fantastic show. I've only seen a portion of what it is that they're going to bring to the table, and I love it. So you guys got to make sure you check it out.
I mean, check it out before your friends tell you how great it was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't be the one that sits at home. You know, don't be the one that sits at home and finds out that, you know, something happened on Game of Thrones because your friends told you on Facebook. There.
Exactly.
Now, Tommy,
Paul Anthony singing that to you in the show.
where can our listeners find all of our information about all of our episodes?
Well, all the information on our episodes are available at www.gaytalk20.com. If you guys have any questions for us, you can always email those questions to gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
She's got it.
I didn't even set you up for it. I just wanted to plug it.
You were trying to make
no, I didn't.
Every single time I go to say my website, I'd start with www, and I'm like,
it's the email. And he's like, you can email us at www. Fuck.
Yeah, I hate myself for it, but you know, it's true.
I wasn't setting you up. I really just wanted to plug us.
But you know, we're definitely going to have the page out there. Any information that's available as it becomes available, I'll ask, you know, Liam over there to help us out and get it to us so that we can put it up there for you guys, and you guys can have the most freshest information possible.
Most fresh.
Yes.
And after just we like see a cocktail show at York Street, we'll freshest. Have to like give you up.
I was just thinking that. Thank you.
What did I miss?
There
you go.
It was so Smeagol subtle. Reference. It was so
what just happened?
I have no idea.
Evidently, I got burned and I didn't even realize.
No. Wasn't it?
Slightly.
I have no idea what they're laughing about.
I gotta laugh.
All the Smeagol grammar. Is that a sword?
Oh shit, she about cut me.
Oh my god, it's serrated.
It's serrated. That's gonna hurt coming out.
I'm gonna make sure I get some meat out of this.
Do I leave it in or take it out?
That looks like a sword that Tyrion Lannister would have. It's perfect size.
Yes. I'm nervous.
It's bigger than a letter opener. Yeah. Shorter than a broadsword.
Can I just say, that's how she opens
can
her
I just
mail.
Say one thing?
Yes.
Surely.
We have not had to do one tally it up this entire
I know.
Show.
Wow. I know. And the one day, and I have my other laptop today, so it's a little more inconvenient.
There's this thing. Every time we have a show, Tommy will say, here's the thing. And he says it maybe like 20 times in the show. To the point where we're like, tally it up.
And you know what?
Hasn't happened once today.
All week. Everyone talking to me, whether they're giving me advice or lecturing me, like, no, here's the thing. I'm like, I can't.
That's not the thing. I'm familiar with the thing, and that is not the thing. I've heard the thing.
I am the
What's
thing.
What's in the goddamn box?
There was the thing.
I am the thing. You know, it's, you know.
Yeah, girl, we love
here's the thing. The so, thing. So, Ollie, tell us, do you have any plans of sticking around? Do you plan to go back home? What are you going to do with us here in the U.S.?
Well,
are you here permanently, or
we're like grabbing hands here over the table?
Oh.
I'm not here permanently. I came here on a student visa, and it's expiring this summer. So I will be going back to Europe this summer.
Well, I'll be seeing you next
year.
Eric
better put a ring on
good.
That.
I'm going to.
I figured I'd go like until I know who the next president is. You know, just to be safe.
Then I really better put a ring on it.
Well, I'm going to Europe next month, and then next year I'm planning another trip, and Sweden is one of the stops.
Oh, come see me in Stockholm.
Oh, you're in Stockholm? Perfect. Because I want to be going to Norway and then from there go to Sweden.
Oh, don't go to Norway.
I want to go to Oslo. So, did you ever see the show Occupied?
No, I didn't.
It's so fucking good.
But Oslo is just really small and kind of boring. You just go out to the like
Ice Queen. Like the Swedish version of House of Cards?
Isn't it the capital?
It's the Norwegian.
It is, but there's like 700,000 people living there or something. Oh. It's not much. Go to the fjords. You'll love those.
That's the main reason I want to go.
We are currently, it's May 23rd.
Indeed it
June,
is.
June, you guys start getting your northern lights and your long days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where it's 24, it's like light, like 18 hours a day or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it depends on where you live in Sweden. We are a tall country, but yes. My sister actually lives up in Norway, in the polar circle, and she sees the northern lights almost like all the time.
That's awesome.
There's midnight sun. The sun doesn't even set up
there.
That's
crazy.
Just pretty cool. It just goes down to the horizon and then goes back up.
But then it's dark as shit in the wintertime.
Then it's yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. You ever like, oh my god, daylight all the time. Yeah, for like
let's go
2 months.
Drinking at 10 p.m.
A lot of drinking. A lot of drinking during the dark months.
Probably yeah.
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 What was your best thing? What was your best thing that you did back home?
Best thing that I, in terms of my
fun, favorite. What did you like to do when you were back home?
Glory holes.
Glory holes.
I come from a small town. I didn't find
plenty
glory
of glory
holes.
Yeah,
small town.
Maybe, yeah,
glory
maybe
holes.
A few other.
Having sex in those cornfields.
Yes, remember that?
I miss biking.
Biking or hiking?
I miss biking.
Biking.
Well,
biking.
Both actually. I like to hike as well. But yeah, I used to ride my bike. Everywhere back home.
Then snack on some herring.
I used
finish.
To go into the cornfield.
I love herring.
He's giving me herring.
It's
oh
so
my God,
good.
We're gonna talk afterwards.
You talk about it like it's an STD.
I know. He's giving me herring.
He gave me herring.
Twice.
Yeah. So, Z, food. Your favorite food from back home?
Dick.
Yes. Glory holes and dick.
Fresh out of the glory hole.
Foreskin.
Wait, did anybody ever see the episode of Family Guy when Peter went on Grindr?
Yes.
And he was on Grindr, and Lois was like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm meeting up with this guy on Grindr. And all of a sudden, he's in the stall, and there's a hole, and he goes, you ready to do this? He thought it was an app for people to meet up to eat Grindrs with.
That's what.
And the guy was like, you ready to do this? He goes, are you married too?
he kneels down next to the glory hole in a sandwich.
Not being from New England, sandwich. That took me like a long time to get.
Oh, the Grindr?
Yeah.
They're not hoagies, they're not subs.
It's like hoagies in Philly.
Haggies?
Haggies in Philly.
Yeah,
we would just call them subs.
We were in Philly and we actually went to Pat's, right?
Oh,
and we had a cheesesteak.
Yeah. We didn't go to Geno's.
Stop making
that's because they support genocide. Yeah.
It's called Geno's. Exactly. He goes,
no,
what about Geno's?
Like
I'm like, Geno's.
Yeah, we had a good Geno's. Time.
I think that's the one that's like very conservative. I could be wrong. Either Geno's? Pats or Geno's, like they had some
Pats
like speak English, it's America sign or something.
No, and
one of them
they
has
have
it.
Like for example how you
cheese.
Order it's like
Geno's,
like with wit, which means you want it with cheese and with the
with
onions.
Cheese whiz, yeah, yeah.
And with,
onions, yeah,
with and then nothing, and then that you get it without, and I'm like, all right, just give me a give me the cheesiest steak you have.
I think it's just what one with wit.
I
had steak and bread because I couldn't
there's
eat anything.
Videos
shit
out there.
My pants.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like a place that you have to go to, but I had a way better steak and cheese in Brantford, Connecticut. Like, so much
we were
better.
In the ghetto of Philly.
Yeah, but Pat's is like a go-to. Pat's or Geno's. But I think it's more the experience. Like, yeah, I've been to Pat's.
But I think you know, if we probably would have gotten a different cheese than the cheese sauce that we have.
The mushrooms came out of a can.
Yeah, I know. You really had a hard time.
I'm gonna go back
I'm
to Philly,
mushroom.
So I'm not gonna like sign in on this. I'm not gonna like weigh in. On this. Like,
had
I will
Chris
get, I
had
will
Chris
cut.
Showed up,
what
on time?
What? Oh,
we could have actually gone into the city and gotten a good cheesesteak.
Yeah,
girl, don't throw her under the bus.
Thank
you didn't
you.
Get your ass out of bed either.
Thank you.
Because I knew she wasn't ready. Why would I have to be up and
you
ready?
You didn't
when
know
she
anything.
Was taking an hour and a half later.
My roommate's like, Chris, get the fuck up. I'm like, no, I'm fine. He's like, no, you got to get up. You're an hour late. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And here I am blowing his phone up. And we had a slumber party. So these two stayed here. And it was a mess. And trying to get him out of bed was just a mess. We were supposed to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning. We didn't leave until 12.
And where were we going? Who were we going to see? We didn't even give them a hello.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Ah, well, pardon me.
Got to get there because someone's got to.
I know.
I got to poop.
You always gotta poop. So no, we went down to see our friends, the Idiots Radio, on wildfireradio.com.
Yes, yeah,
Schmo.
Hey, boo boo. Missed you.
You sure did, Tris. You know Trish. He's listening to every single word of this episode. Oh, yeah. That guy impressed us so much, word for word, verbatim.
Just a reminder: diamonds in the skeleton necklace for my engagement ring. I want diamonds.
Yes. Oh. Let me tell you, Trish. He has never forgotten about you. He thinks about you often, and he loves you.
I know, in all of his posts on Facebook, it's like Nick/Trish with like a little kissy emoji face. I'm like, girl, you're married to a woman. Like, that's enough of that now.
You know she's going to cut you, right?
Yeah.
So, and of course, our friend Andy Julia, who was a fantastic host.
So funny.
And Ray Anthony, thank you so much for having us.
Ray Anthony's a catfisher.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Fuck her. I love you, but damn Facebook photo. I'm like, I'm gonna sit next to them. He's fucking hot. And then I get there, I'm like,
he came up with that whole melody of the gays.
What have you been eating?
Probably Pat's and Jenna's.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So what ended up happening was, it's like we were looking at Ray Anthony's picture, and it was like this picture of this actor, gorgeous, blue eyes, amazing. And we get there, and it was like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Catfish does.
Not that he's a bad looking guy.
No, he's not bad looking.
He looks nothing like the photo at all.
But he paid for.
But you know, it's like when
it was a bad grinder hookup.
I kept saying the whole way down, all right, I'm going to have to sit Paul on the other side of the room because I can't sit him next to somebody that hot because he's just not going to be able to contain himself. And yeah, that wasn't necessary. But I love you, Ray Anthony. And we didn't get a chance to meet Joanne Saraganakis.
Saraganakis.
Yeah,
I like Saraganakis.
With the knockers. No, she was unfortunately ill, so she couldn't make the episode, but we missed her, and I'm really bummed about that because I wanted to meet her.
But I think we made her nervous.
Her cat called in, though.
Yeah, her cat called in.
Meow.
Yeah.
Cat calls in.
She fucks me. So, yeah, that was fun. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get to meet her. But next time. There's going to be a next time. We'll come down and see those guys again. They were hysterical.
They really were.
No, they got to come up here so we can take them to go get some real pizza.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Maybe that's we'll right. take them to Papa John's on the outskirts of New Haven.
You know, just what? Kidding. I'm not messing with you. So, anyway, guys... We need to start putting a rubber on this episode because, you know, we're going on that 1 hour mark. I want to plug some stuff. Our website, www.gaytalk20.com. You need to plug your butt because whatever comes out of
there. Why don't you plug with that big dick?
Well,
oh my God.
Unless Ollie wants to while Eric gets the front.
Message him on Grindr.
Hooker, you can watch. Oh. She's already messaging me.
I redownloaded it, boys.
All right. My room, fellas. It's right there.
By the way, you can also email us at
gaytalk20@gmail.com.
2.0@gmail.com.
I screwed it up.
God damn it. We're never going to get an email.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Try that one more time. That's why we don't.
Gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Mind you, I did set up the email, so the fact that I can't get it right is pretty sad.
Why doesn't everybody email us?
No, we emails.
We're available on Facebook under Gay Talk 20. We're available on Twitter under Gay Talk 20. We're available on, not Snapchat. What's the other one?
Instagram.
I even knew it. Grindr.
Instagram, Gay Talk 20. And you know what? No, just for the hell of it, I'm going to open up a Grindr too. Can we open up a Grindr for
I promote business? On Grindr. The show.
No, of course.
I'm not having a photo of the four of us on Grindr because people are going to be like, oh my God, you hosting orgies?
I know, right?
Yes.
No. I'm not putting my face
Let's
up.
Let's host our next guest from Grindr.
Could you imagine if we were like, you want to come over and hook up? And then all of a sudden they're like,
like to catch a predator.
Why don't you take a seat?
Like Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
To a
microphone.
Welcome
to Gay Talk 2.0.
Oh my God, it was so funny. Me and Paul went out to the bar a couple of days ago. And somebody was like, we should develop a new app, like Grindr and Uber as one, and you just be the Uber driver and you grind people.
Gruber, right?
Yeah. And you bring them to where they need to go while getting head. Or whatever they need.
I think that's how thinner.
My face just changed. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, Basically pay for sex and a ride at the same time.
You whores.
Always take payment first.
Yeah.
Yes.
We accept MasterCard, Visa, and American
Express. And PayPal now.
Yes. I accept everything. PayPal. Are you kidding me? I have my little thingamajiggy for the credit cards and just right on my phone.
Yeah, it's called
ready
the bike crack.
So, Ollie, how can we get a hold of you if we wanted to? If fans, people wanted to get a hold of you, look you up.
You can hit me on Facebook. My name is Ollie Roberg. You'll find it on the website. I'm not gonna pronounce it. I'm not gonna spell it out. I do that way too often. same thing with Instagram, YouTube, and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We'll put that on our website.
Thank you.
And Eric, for you?
Well, you can go to the grindertheopera.com website. You can reach me through there. I am Eric Ransom, Eric with a K, Ransom like being held for ransom. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Grindr, etc.
We know somebody called Ransom. We call them Rancid.
Oh, yeah.
But you are far from Rancid.
Yeah, no, you.
Far from. I'm so glad you're nothing like him.
No, far from. And Diamond, you?
You can't reach me. You can't find me.
No.
Nowhere.
She's in a mine somewhere in the Congo.
Is she off the grid?
I'm off the grid.
All right, so we'll leave it
I'm
there.
I'm just kidding. GrindertheOpera.com as well.
There it is.
All those things.
There it is.
Yeah, okay. So, guys, don't forget, you can visit, like they said before, www.grindertheopera.com. All the videos are available there. I want to thank our guest for coming and being here with us.
Thank you for having us.
It's been
a fantastic
episode.
Yay! And the beverage. The beverage was lovely.
Oh, and, you know, we're going to have a couple of more before, you know, we wrap it up. We are definitely wrapping up the show, but we're not wrapping up the cocktails yet.
No.
So there's still maybe an orgy?
Yeah,
you know, it's so
we're
going to
work on that. Well, you have to send me a message via Grindr.
I will.
And then we can talk.
I'll get out of airplane mode in the next one.
Absolutely.
I'll re-download.
Very good.
Can I borrow your shower shot for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have to hook it up, though. But that's okay. I have pliers and stuff.
I mean, if there's going to be an orgy, gotta get
I have
prepared.
Lube, all that good stuff.
Excellent.
Did you take
like
a
the song?
Control?
You haven't prepared. Yes, I just took it like 20 minutes ago. You didn't see it.
Girl.
Sneak attack.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. That is our show. You can always see us or reach us at www.gaytalk20.com. Y'all have a fantastic evening. See you next week.
Bye.
You too, Eve from Kansas.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.